T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I say we have hope. I'm seeing it, man. We've gone to dinner a couple weekends in a row, and the restaurants are packed. In fact, you couldn't get into a bunch of restaurants this weekend. In fact, last night we ordered food from Mount Lebanon, a Japanese restaurant that we love, Tokyo Grill. Couldn't get in. There were folks out the door. It took them 2.5 hours to make our order. What's my point? Folks are going back. Folks are spending money. We went to Napa Prime up north, a fabulous steakhouse, insane service. My kids, all of us, packed. Everyone wearing masks, but the staff back again, kind of, sort of, almost, in a sense of optimism. One of my closest friends, we say we're twin brothers of different mothers, Mark Sorreo from Oakmont Bakery, of the same family values and work ethic, has kept things running strong, but has had to work insane hours, 7 days a week, 12 to 14-hour days. However, because I do communicate with him quite a bit, he sees a glimmer of hope with employees coming back, and I'm hearing this from a number of business owners. I want to touch base with Mark this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Good. How are you doing?
You're not complaining, but you have worked hours that you haven't worked since you were 22 years old, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty rough for all of our regular staff that have been here for a long time. It's been pretty rough. But this past week, you know, Mother's Day is a really big holiday for bakeries, and we were actually at full staff with our college folks are all, you know, back. And they're great workers, and they're out of school. All their finals are over. So we had about 6 or 8 full-time college people that kind of made up for the understaffing. And it really makes a huge difference in business when you have your, you know, full staff.
I'm hopeful, and I know you are, that this is a trend. This isn't just an anomaly, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I really believe that. I'm not really sure I understand where everyone is,
right.
But we are getting more applications, you know, more resumes, and we're interviewing more people, and we've been hiring. We haven't really stopped hiring for 2 years since we moved into our new location. But the last probably 3 or 4 months, it's been especially rough because we've had people leave and not been able to replace them, and I'm not sure I buy into the whole unemployment thing. Like, people say everybody's collecting unemployment.
COVID lazy.
I don't know anybody.
COVID lazy.
I don't really know anyone that's collecting. Yeah, COVID lazy, maybe.
You don't, Mark. You don't know anyone.
I don't really know anyone that's collecting unemployment that worked at the bakery. You know, when people have gotten other jobs and, you know, gone to school and gone into other professions. But I don't really know anyone who's collecting unemployment.
Fascinating. And are you convinced that maybe with full employment at your business, at least for now, that maybe the attitude is changing and folks are saying, hell with it, I'm going back to my job or a job, sir?
I hope so. I mean, I really don't know, but I hope so.
Hey, and when you're at full employment, how does that change your life personally, sir? Because you've been pushed to the brink.
We work a lot anyway,
right.
You know, me and my family.
Right.
But, I mean, it makes it so much easier when we're not, like, running from department to department. Like yesterday and Saturday, we were huge days at the bakery, and we, you know, made it through. Everybody's in a better mood because we have enough people to handle. We waited on about 250 people an hour for 2 days, and we had almost no wait time.
Nice.
We had people, you know, like last year at this time, we had a long line of people outside, and we're keeping people out because of the COVID restrictions, but we're able to wait on them so quickly. We had 30 cashiers, so we were moving people really quickly, and people love that. The cashiers are happier, and the customers love not waiting for a long time, you know.
Mark, am I exaggerating? You're working 12 hours to 14 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Oh, I mean, absolutely 14 to 16 hours a day. I mean, I pretty much I go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 3:30, and I'm at the bakery until 8 or 8:30 in the evening. I go home for about an hour and a half, to take a shower and sit down. And that's every single day.
By the way,
and a lot of our full-time staff, most of our managers are working 6 days a week. We insist on everyone taking off 1 day, but I would prefer they take off two.
Are you amazed by the loyalty and commitment of those who are loyal and committed, sir? Are you blown away?
I am. I mean, I always say they really are our family. We spend more time with a lot of the people we work with than we do with our own families, you know, our own extended families. So I appreciate them so much. You know, we couldn't do it without them.
We're going to start a really good, amazing adventure with Mark that we've done before called Cake Walks. And he makes beautiful cakes, and we give them to folks who are emotionally needy or physically needy. And it's kind of a pick-me-up and kind of a great way to make people smile. And I'm looking forward to it, my brother. And I'm glad that
folks are
kind of sort of returning to work. I hope it stays that way. All right, man?
Yep. Thanks a lot, Marty.
Talk to you, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!